Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in Washington, President Obama says the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside of Syria. Meantime, Europeans are responding to Russian involvement in Syria, as we hear now from VOA's Luis Ramirez.
What makes Russia's involvement more worrisome for the Europeans is the fact that the goals are very different from what the U.S. and its allies in Europe's goals are. And that is that while the U.S. and its European allies seek to weaken and ultimately destroy ISIS, Russia's goals are to support the Assad regime. One of the things that was very concerning to NATO officials in particular was the fact that the reports that Russia has been hitting targets that are not ISIS, that are in fact some of the more moderate opposition, some trained by the U.S. In Syria. That clearly indicates that what they are trying to do is not so much diminish ISIS, but rather bolster Assad.
VOA's Luis Ramirez. Israel has sent hundreds of troops and reinforcements to the West Bank after Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish couple, happened in a drive-by shooting. The attack comes amid simmering unrest surrounding the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a flashpoint for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, where violence has spiked, that is, since the Jewish Holy High Days began nearly 3 weeks ago. Nigerian officials say the capital Abuja has been rocked by two explosions, no group claiming responsibility, but the attacks have attributes of others by homegrown extremists like the group Boko Haram. This is VOA News.